4-H week officially begins today, and it goes all the way until October 10th, and 4-H has done a lot for the youth in our communities through various projects, and they're even adding to some of the things that they're doing, including in Seward County, where Kathy Bloom and Kylie Harrison head up the 4-H programs in that county, and we're going to find out a little bit more about what they're doing to be innovative in adding to what 4-H has already done through the years. But you're doing some interesting things there in Seward County. Why don't you go into how you're being a little bit different than what we're typically used to with 4-H?
Well, I'd be glad to. We are one of five pilot counties across the state that is trying out 4-H SPIN clubs. And SPIN is an acronym for Special Interest Clubs. These clubs are not at all like the normal 4-H club in that they just meet six times, usually once a week for 6 weeks. And they just focus on one project area. We have already had two robotic spins, and these just learn all about robotics. And then we also have shooting sports spins, and that's we've had archery, we've had air rifle, and we've had shotgun, three different ones. And so the kids just meet for six times. And then they're done. We're getting ready to have a CSI, a crime scene investigation spin, and we are looking into a glass blowing spin and some other ones. So it's a really exciting area for us, and we're getting a lot of interest and a lot of new youth interested in the wonderful 4-H program that offers so much to youth.
And why some of these things that are different? How did that spinoff come about?
Well, 4-H and our regular 4-H members, our traditional club members, are also welcome to be in the spins as well. But we are getting a lot of new youth from across the county. Our 4-H numbers have actually doubled with the spins. And so there's a lot of excitement and energy in this toward this right now. And there was just the youth are often so busy with sports and everything else. So it's a way that they can still be involved in 4-H. And just get that one little bit, one little interest area. And so that's kind of how it came about.
And what are typically your numbers for 4-H, and how has that increased since you said they doubled?
We have around 60 in our traditional clubs, and now we're pushing, Kylie, what would you say, 90 or 100?
Probably closer to 100.
Mm-hmm. So we have really increased our numbers, and there's a lot of interest in the new spins that we're going to be introducing here in the few months. We find leaders that have passions for different areas, and we create spins around those interests. So it's exciting to see what's out there, what's available, and what we have to offer through some wonderful volunteer leadership.
One of the great things about the spin clubs is that it doesn't have to be what we traditionally think of as a 4-H project. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the cooking or sewing or something like that. As Kathy mentioned, we have the crime scene investigation spin club, which if you know anything about 4-H, it's definitely not a traditional project, but that's the great thing about it. We're put in touch with a couple volunteers, and that's their background and their passion, and so we are able to work something into it. So that's what I guess I'm focused on, is just finding those great volunteers and being able to pair them up with the kids and just getting a positive mentor relationship there for them.
Well, we mentioned about the kids, Callie Harrison joining us from the Seward County 4-H Club and Extension, and we mentioned about the kids, but what about the volunteers that you have? How excited are they about these new spinoff programs?
Oh, I think they're very excited. as Kathy mentioned, the traditional model of a spin club is just 6 weeks, but some of our, actually the majority of our spins have actually been going on longer than that, because the volunteers have such a great passion for it that they want to keep continuing sharing that with the kids. And so they've actually kind of continued on, and they've just really, really taken off. And our volunteers, it's amazing how we don't necessarily have to be in contact with them every week, but just the great things that they're doing and all on their own. And it just shocks us on how great these spin clubs have became.
As we begin to wrap up our interview with Kylie Harrison and also Kathy Bloom with the Seward County 4-H Club Extension. And, you know, it's 4-H week. And when you look at the development of your program in Seward County, and where do you think it'll go from here? What does 4-H mean to the youth of your communities?
Well, 4-H is just a wonderful youth organization that helps kids learn by doing, and the spin clubs are certainly a perfect example of that. And it teaches, you know, those kids that there's caring adults out there eager to share wonderful experiences with them, and it's just a win-win all around for great leaders that get much reward as well as making a difference in those lives of the youth.
What has it meant to you to be leading this effort?
Well, I love youth, and I love helping youth to reach their full potential. And I just think 4-H is such a great organization to do this in. It helps those youth develop leadership skills, citizenship skills, and life skills. And these new spin clubs are really a wonderful way to do this. So it's very rewarding, and I think it's making a difference in lots of youth's lives here in Seward County.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, I don't know if you want to go into this as well, but a lot of your volunteers, were they 4-H'ers themselves, or did they just come into that role just in later years?
You know, we have a good mix of both, and so it's always fun to get new families involved that have no 4-H experience, but it's so valuable to have our 4-H families that do have experience, and so we are really happy to have a nice section of both.